Hey, Oasis Church Chicago, Pastor JP here. Hey, we're so glad that you're joining with us on our podcast today. I pray today that this message stirs your faith, that it builds you up, that it draws you closer to the Father's heart, and ultimately that you just feel the embrace of heaven. We would love to stay connected with you and you to stay connected with us. So please feel free to check us out on our website, oasischurchchicago.com, or download our app, Oasis Church Chicago. Also, you can be sure to join with us on our live stream on our YouTube page every Wednesday night and Sunday morning. Now here's today's message.
All right. I know Pastor Josh kicked this off last week on our values, and I just want to reiterate too, just for a second, this is not something where we're trying to make you all a bunch of Oasis minions. Jeez, I've been going a week. This is truly, I don't care, it doesn't matter if you're visiting today or not. What we believe, these are biblically based values that I believe are kingdom values. The kingdom has values to it. There's richness in the values of the kingdom. Do you know when I say kingdom, what I mean by that is God's kingdom, not Oasis. I don't care about this name. I don't care about this brand. I don't care about, like it's cool that we have great stuff, and I'm hoping for some Carhartt gear at some point in this church's history with some Oasis stuff on it. But it's not about that. It's about God getting all the glory and the honor. It's about, come on, I need a little faith in the room today. It's about God receiving all glory, all honor. It's about God raising up a church of people that are committed to him, sold out to him, that like they value everything about him. It's not about anything else except Jesus and him getting glorified. And so I'm excited for this and grateful for this. If you are a builder, you should have received one of these at some point. But once again, if you're not and you want to know more, please connect with Josh. One thing that just came to mind, forgive me, detour for one second. Detour. The art auction last week. Come on, can we thank the Lord? It was an incredible, incredible thing. I just want to give credit to the Kids Zone team and all the helpers and leaders. There was a lot of money raised for our kids. And so what a joy for those kids to now be able to take that money, and there's going to be plans for them to do stuff with that. And so just an incredible turnout. Thank you so much. I was not here, and I was texting people saying, please make sure my son and daughter have bids on their paint. But they did, and every kid, it was an incredible thing and testimony. So shout out to the Kids Zone. Can we thank the Lord for our Kids Zone? And if you're not a parent, and I know Josh made the joke about that, if you're not a parent, just know how much we value what God's doing in our kids up there. It's not babysitting. It's not like for you to get an hour of like me time. They're up there hearing the word, being taught, being instructed. I wake up now every day. This has been happening for the last week, and I've been telling my kids, like, we're quoting the scripture, this is the day, and now I don't even have to finish it. They're like, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad. It's happening because, yes, us as parents, but also what they get on Sunday morning. So God's good. Amen? All right, detour done. Open up your Bibles to Romans chapter 12. I want to talk today on our value, the value of this house, which is this. This is one that's been with us from day one. It carried into to when God just kind of shook some things up in our church in 2020, 2021. But this one came over, and it's this. I want to talk about the power of honor. The power of honor. Before I read, I just want to tell you, there was two books handed to me when I got saved at 22, and they were The Bait of Satan. And then there was a book by John Bevere about honor. It's changed titles. It's rebranded and stuff. I don't even think the book is around anymore. But those two books on offense, right? How to handle offense, bitterness. Can I tell you, that is one of the quickest ways to get off course with Jesus. Offense and bitterness and anger. And then also honor was that other book that was handed to me, The Power of Honor. And it radically transformed my life. And I'm not someone up here that's like, I've nailed it every time. I live this thing out perfectly. It's something I'm continuing to learn. It's something that every time I go to like even prepare for this, something new comes to me in revelation from the Lord. And so, but this is something that's near to my heart. I want to say this. All the honors matter. All the values matter. But this one is like, if there is one or two that really, really like are in my heart, this is one of them. The power of honor. It matters in this culture today. And so we're gonna rise up in faith a little bit. I believe it. Amen? Romans 12, verses 9 through 10. I'm going to read out of two different translations, the ESV, because it's holy, and then the NLT, because it's easier to read. I'm just kidding. But I love how these read. Verse 9, it says this, let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. And this is it. Outdo one another in showing honor. The NLT, we have it. Don't just pretend to love others. Hello? Like, don't say to someone, I love you, and walk away saying all sorts of nasty things about them. It's not love. It's fake love. Really love them, the Bible says. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. And love each other with genuine affection and take delight. Come on. This is like a joyful thing. Taking delight in honoring each other. This is the word. This is the Bible. Back in 2022, so forgive me, I just want to share a personal thing. Back in 2022, I actually went to sleep. I took a nap. How many of you love naps? Jeez. Everyone's like, yeah. Naps, praise the Lord. I'm like, I'll do one, one another in honor. You're like, we're like, naps. You're like, yes. Priorities. The best advice someone gave me one time when I was going through something was go take a nap. And so, and I did. And, but this was not that moment. But this was another one. I felt in this nap, I went into this moment. It called a dream, called a vision, whatever. I'll just say for the sake of it, it was whatever you want to put to that. And I remember it was a moment where I felt like the Lord brought me to my cell phone. It was like a cell phone sitting on a table. And I was like, oh, like in the moment or after, I'm like, Lord, are you convicting me about how much I'm on my phone? Are you? But it, like, you know those when it says an upgrades ready? If you have an Android, you don't know what that is. But if you have an iPhone, you know what that is. It does it. I'm just kidding. We love you. You're welcomed in this house. But and it was like an upgrades ready, and it took me into that. What happened was I felt like this is so weird. It's so weird. But I like felt like I went inside my phone, like into the design and all the buttons and all the engineering stuff in there. And I felt like the Lord was like, I was like, what am I seeing? And I felt like in this moment, it was like my phone was getting upgraded. Yes, almost every part of the phone was getting touched by this upgrade. And I woke up and I was like repenting for being on my phone too much. I was like, Lord, what is this? Truly, like when you go into moments like that, don't like go to the Lord and ask him what he wants to show you. Don't just always assume that you know what you're seeing. And so I saw and I came out and I just started praying. And I just felt like the Lord said, the phone is a representation of Oasis, of this house, of this body. There's so many different people with great talents and function and abilities. Like to make you guys just think about this. This thing, you can get anything and everything in a second. This is crazy. Are we agreeing? Like I know we're in 2024, all you Gen Zs. Like I remember the days where I used to have to call my parents collect from high school, like to get picked up from practice, but I didn't have any money. So I just did the collect call and I said, Mom, I'm ready for practice, click. So I didn't, you guys don't know what I'm talking about, but some of you do. So this is nuts, right? And I felt like the Lord said, I want to upgrade this house. And I want to touch every part of this house with the power of honor. That was what I heard. And I just sat there and I said, okay, Lord, like we've talked about this. This has been a value for us. But he said, I really, really, really need to help you, help the church, get honor flowing in the house of Oasis. And I feel that vision is still the same mandate from the Lord for me today. But this is a powerful value for you as a believer, follower of Jesus, as well as someone that attends this house and calls this place home. This is important. God has built his kingdom on the principle of honor. Honor is throughout the scriptures. It's from the beginning to the end. If you see the garden, it was a mandate to honor the word of the Lord. Do this, do this, do this. Well, God's just into rules. No, he's about you thriving. And so and what happened in the garden was they didn't listen. They didn't honor what was said to them. Are you with me? And so that just set off a whole bunch of crazy stuff. And all throughout the scripture, God talks about, Jesus talks about, the Holy Spirit inspired writers to talk about what it looks like to live as those that carry a heart of honor. Honor, I don't have a ton of time and I don't want to give you a whole bunch of teaching lesson today, but you know, this is one of our formation groups. It's like, but honor, the definition, can I give you a definition? The definition is in Old Testament, New Testament. There's two words. There's kebab, and then not like chicken kebab. And then there's tomato. In both those words, if you break them down, if you look at them in the original, they both kind of come to this point where they mean the word value. 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 Honor breaks down to that word of value. Right? But it's not just value, it's valuing something like as if it's gold. So honor, right? If you take that definition and put it to what honor means, it's like valuing something like it's gold. I wouldn't take a piece of gold that was handed to me and throw it in my junk drawer in my house. Would you? Some of you are like, well, we're gonna pray for you. If I got a piece of gold, I would hold it in the highest respect. I would protect it, I would guard it, I would take care of it. And so honor, throughout honoring God in the scripture and throughout honoring people, both those words come to that, which is, it's looking at, well, let's just go to people. It's looking at someone and seeing that they are an image bearer of God, regardless if they have entered into the new man or new woman through the blood of Jesus Christ and the resurrected. Regardless, they are an image bearer of God. Are you with me? This is why the evil one, Satan, is all about keeping us offended and bitter and hatred of heart. Because when you do that, you actually lift off the image bearer that God has said about Derek. Yeah. If I'm upset with Derek, I lose that he is an image bearer before he's a believer, before he's a pastor, before he's a husband. Right? Are you with me? So when the scriptures would be written like this, it would say, like, regardless, we honor God and we honor people. Because we see the value in people and we see the value in God. It's weighty. It's weighty. It's a precious, precious thing. It's looking at someone with appreciation, esteem, favorable regard, respect. This is what honor means. Dishonor in the Greek is the word atomia, and that means to treat something as ordinary or common. So, right, like, dishonor means that I just look, like I said, I'll use Derek, we're just picking on him today. Like, I look at him and I just treat him as ordinary, as common. Instead of looking at him going, this is an image bearer of God. This is a special man of God. He's been called by God, right? There's plenty of moments in the scripture where honor unfolds and dishonor unfolds, and both of them either will open up a door for you or will shut you out. Can I tell you? Like, it's one or the other. And so honor is crucial for us to grab and hold from that definition. I want to teach about a couple different passages of scripture and just show the power of honor, because we need to learn how to honor all people. Notice it's not a value of honoring God. That's why the first value really is lovers of his presence. We'll get there, but like, use wisdom here, hear my heart. It's like, honor all people, because when you're living in his presence, when you're loving his presence, honor flows. Hear me? But in culture today, I'm gonna go for just a second. Can I go into the cultural things that are happening today? In the back, is this okay? We see you, we love you. If I break down what's happening in culture today, I don't think there's a big rise on the word honor. I think it's the opposite. I think there is a big rise on the value of dishonor. Whether we want to put a label to that or not, whether the world wants to label it that or not, there is a working of the enemy, the forces of darkness, but also people's choices. Can I just tell you, not every attack is from the enemy? Some people over spiritualize attacks. I'm like, no, you're just sinning. They're like, I'm so under attack. No, you're just acting a fool. Just stop. The devil doesn't have to do anything. He's like, I don't have to touch that one. I'm serious. It's like, no, you're just distracted. The biggest attempt of the enemy, what he can get you to become, is distracted. If he gets you distracted, then he's like, I got him. Okay, I don't know why I said that, but some of you need to hear that. Okay, in this hour, darkness is trying to breed dishonor, because if it can start to breed, which we're seeing, right? Let's just be honest. This, I know it's sensitive in so many ways, but over the last couple of years, we've watched dishonor flow. And I'm not going to go after the world right now, because the world needs Jesus. I'm going to talk to the church, because that's who I'm charged to talk to. This church, specifically. No one in this room. I'm not looking at anybody like, I got you on my iPad. Your name is highlighted in red. But let's just talk about the church, capital C, as a whole over the last couple years. It's like, man, I know people that couldn't even go to Sunday brunch with their family because it was chaos. I've heard so many terrible stories of people cutting one another down. I've seen posts. That's part of why Rach and I, we have to be so selective, because I don't want to see it, like of who we follow and what we see, because honestly, it breaks my heart when I see people going at one another for beliefs or maybe some things that are like maybe a little bit not like what you would think. Can I tell you something about my marriage? I love my wife to death and she loves me to death. Yes? Okay. We're about to have a marriage seminar in about 2 seconds. We got married, we're coming up on 10 years in August, and yeah, woo, we're doing it. We're doing it. She's dealing with me every day, and Lord bless her. But we don't agree on everything. Shocking. People are like, you have to get married and you have to agree on everything. And it's like, no. Even the other night, we were watching a show and we got into a thing about an issue and it was like, I don't agree with you. And she's like, I don't agree with you. And it's like, fine. I love you. Let's have some dessert. You know, it's like, we like move forward, right? It's like, I can't, oh, how dare she? Now, I'm not talking about issues like Jesus is the king. I'm not talking about the way into heaven is through Jesus and only Jesus. Hear me, don't use wisdom. I'm not talking about that Jesus has ways and he has, but it's like issue stuff. How do you fold your shirts? How do I fold my shirts? I don't like that you fold the shirts that way. There's a crease in the middle of the shirt. And it's like we've come into the church and it's like, I don't agree with you. So in a disagreement, I'm now going to dishonor you. And we're doing this in the house and it's killing the church. And the Lord, I believe, is in heaven. And he's like, this is not what I died for. I you know, we need to start to learn how to love while still disagreeing. Okay, like. And listen, I'm not talking some things like really matter in the kingdom ways, but I'm talking like the petty stuff. We all got to grow up a little bit. And so even in this moment, in this hour, like it's like if you don't agree with me, I'm going to, you're gonna be canceled from my life. You know, I was wrestling. I've had so many moments in this thing of leading church and so many different encounters, but you know, this was a few years ago. I taught on this, and I had then, like, the week after, I had someone tell me, like, that they couldn't do it. And I understand wrestling with this, like, honor and living it out, and I'm going to show you biblically why this is important, what happens when we do it. But just from the concept, right, I was like, well, tell me why. And they're like, that person, I can't stand him. I don't like him. It's like, first of all, I'm like, did you hear what you just said? We've all said it. No judgment to that person. Like, we've said it. I don't like them. They hurt me. They've done this thing, right? And I was like, hey, listen, I'm not negating your pain in a moment of conflict, but can I tell you there's a way to the kingdom, and that's not kingdom. Kingdom would not be for, Jesus is not up in heaven like, yeah, hate him some more. And we think, oh, he's going to do what I, can I tell you, Jesus is not does not work for you. Hello, people. It's like, no, he's going to get on board with this. He's not going to get on board when you hate someone. This is a good word. I think it is. Because why? He's like, love one another. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. But I'll outdo one another in showing affection and honor. He's not for you. He's not going to bless that. He's not going to touch that. That is actually, forgive the word, I don't know better. That's a cancer to your spirit. And it's like, we're just like, oh, they don't like my preference. They're not, nope, they don't roll with me. They don't do what I do. They don't like my shows. They don't like my, and we start to categorize who's in and who's out. We start to categorize who can come into our home and who can't come into our home based off of some stuff. And what's happened is in the church, we've started to build our castles with our fences around them. And we're like, no, I'll come to Sunday and do the whole thing when pastor tells me to look to the right and to the left. I hate it, but I'll do it because it's the checklist thing to do. That's not honor. Honor is going, you've hurt me, I'll forgive you. Oh, is that a curse word in the church? You've done wrong to me, it's okay. It doesn't negate maybe walking through some of that pain and processing stuff out, hear me. But it's like, I'm called to honor you. And if you're humbly coming saying, I missed it, or you tell them, hey, you're like, I'm sorry, or I forgive you, and now stop building fences because that's not kingdom. Kingdom is green pastures. And it's a posture of honor of looking at someone going like, dude, Derek, like, I love you so much. I want to outdo honoring you because I want the world to see the body of Christ flowing in honor. Because when it flows in honor, it will heal a city. We're trying to heal symptoms more than healing the root causes. And a root cause is we've allowed for the Western culture to infiltrate the church. I'm going to go there for just a second. How much time do I have? 20, 10, 15? You all right? Yeah. Western culture, it's. I'm so thankful, right? I thank you. We get to do this freely. I've told you I've been on calls. I've been on Zoom calls. I've been around leaders that this is not how they function in church. I've told you of leaders in China where they have to, it's guys, we have it okay. I said, we have it okay. This is why when I come into church, I never want to take this for granted, ever. But the idea of the westernized thinking is very much, I was gonna spell it out, I-N-D-E-P-E, independence. And then my brain just shut off right after that last. I won the spelling bee in third grade. Spell cat. Okay, I can do that. This idea of independence. Right? Right? Independent thinking, independent thought, all healthy in so many ways. But when it comes to the kingdom, it's not kingdom. My life is not my own. Did you hear me? Your life, when you came to Jesus, was finished. I'm not talking earthly and fleshly. You're living, you're breathing, you're doing all those things. But the way you live, the way I live, the old stuff is done. So the independent thinking goes when Jesus comes in because now I am a follower. I'm preaching the word of God. When you become a follower of Jesus, you're no longer in charge. The problem is we get in front of Jesus and we say, you follow me and bless me and give me all that I need. And so when we do that, we break down in so many ways. But when we follow, we learn what it means to honor when they don't deserve it. We learn how to honor people regardless of their words and their actions. We learn that honor isn't just saying a nice comment, but honor happens in your mind. Honor happens in your words. Honor happens in your actions. It's all throughout the scriptures, three different ways to honor. And we go, Lord, you're in charge. So this Western idea of thinking I'm in charge, church, I'm telling you, it has to end. This might be a prophetic call, a prophetic warning. We're like in this hour, we have to go like, I'm not in charge. Isn't that freeing? I think it's freeing. I have a mandate. I have a call. I have a responsibility as a husband and as a dad, and I have that highest honor to do all that, but I am not in charge. And my thinking and ideas and what I want died when Jesus came, and what has come now is that the kingdom is about honor. And I'm telling you, this is massively important for you to catch as a believer. Can I dare say it's a muscle you have to build too? Because every day you can wake up and choose to love that person or hate that person. You can choose to give honor to that person or choose to dishonor that person. But it's looking at people. This is the heart of God, looking at people and going, I see the value in you. I see the, sure, you have so many issues and things. Like you've, not so many, that sounds drastic. It's like, oh, I'm broken. It's like, okay, you have some stuff. Welcome to the club. I don't sit up here and I'm like, I don't have anything. Just ask my wife. She'll tell you all about my stuff. It's like looking and going, no, I know. We're not going to let you stay there because Jesus doesn't desire for you to stay in your brokenness and stay in your stuff. Somehow there's a thinking like, just stay broken. Oh, please hear me. That is such a lie from the enemy. Now hear me. There's moments where you get broken so that he can restore you and build you back up to even greater. But he does not, I'm preaching the word of the Lord. I feel the presence of God. He does not desire for you to stay in your brokenness. And so we got to start to look at people and say, like, I know you're in this, but hey, I see the value in your life. I see the gold in your life. I see the talents and giftings and abilities in your life. I see what God's doing in you, and I'm calling it out regardless of what you've done, regardless of what you've even done to me. I want the Lord's hand upon your life, and I'm going to call it out until we see it unfold together. Can I get an amen in the house of the Lord? And so honor throughout the word, I could teach this for weeks. I just want to give us a couple practical things about honor. Can I do that? And how when we operate this, things start to unlock. Above all else, above people, above bosses and authority, and I'll get there. Above all else, we have to make sure that above all else, we honor Jesus above everything. It somehow in this idea, and this is where it's like, well, so I have to do this thing like a workspace idea, right? If I do this with one another, then God's gonna love me more. No. Don't do that. Is that okay to say? Honor him first. And then out of honoring him first, honor flows to people. Because if you do it just on your own merit and your own talent and your own like grit, you'll get burned. And you'll be like, Pastor, this is a lie. And I'll be like, okay, how are you honoring Jesus? Right? Because when you do it unto the Lord first, you don't get burnt out. Am I talking to anybody? I'm just tired of being nice. What? And I'm guilty. No one else, just me in the boat today, okay? And what the issue is I haven't gone and been with him. I haven't honored him with my thoughts, with my words, with my actions, with my life as a living sacrifice unto him. And when I don't do that, this gets out of order. And so above all else, we have to honor him first. I don't have time to go into it, but honor and fear of the Lord go hand in hand. They're one and the same. You can't separate it, right? Because when you fear the Lord and fear, I heard someone say, it's so crazy you guys say fear in the church. Aren't we supposed to be broken of fear? Isn't fear gone? Perfect love casts out all fear. And I said, yeah. But that's not the fear of like, I'm afraid of lions. No one else? You better believe it. If I ever go on a safari, I ain't getting out of that truck. It's like, oh, it's so cool. It's a lion. Yeah, that lion will rip your head off. But we're like out there like petting him. It's just so nice. It's like, that's a lion. Anyways, I digress. That's not the fear. The fear is the reverent awe. The he's holy. He's in charge. It's him that calls the shots. It's the fear of the Lord. Then that flows into honoring the Lord. A great passage is Psalms 25. It says this. Who then? I don't have this. Hope. Mark this down. Write this down. I don't have this on the big Bible. Psalms 25, verse 12 through 15. This is a passage of scripture we all need to read continuously. Who then, Psalms 25, verse 12 through 15, who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. They will spend their days in prosperity and their descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confines in those who fear him. How precious is that? The Lord confides in those who fear him. The Lord wants to give you his voice. The Lord wants to give you his secrets. The Lord wants to give you the ways of the kingdom. But it starts at fear of the Lord. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for he will only release my feet from the snare. The fear of the Lord and honor go hand in hand. There's two moments in scripture I just want to touch real quick where honor's displayed and dishonor's displayed when it comes to Jesus. The first very familiar passage is in Mark chapter 6. Jesus is doing he's on the earth doing his earthly ministry, signs, wonders, miracles, healings. He's bringing the kingdom of God in. The buzzing of hearing of Jesus is happening, right? It's like he's the new person, right? Everyone's talking about it. He's much more than a person. But he gets to this moment where he gets in Mark chapter 6, and for the sake of time, he gets to his hometown. Familiarity breeds dishonor. Let me say that again. When you become familiar with something, it will start to breed dishonor. That is why I can never become familiar with my wife. Now I know, like, I wanna know how she thinks. I wanna know what she likes, because I wanna come home and like she doesn't like flowers, she hates them. She doesn't hate them, but she's like, don't ever buy me that. Buy me dark chocolate. I'm like, okay, hello? So I wanna bring, if I brought flowers, it's like, I didn't, but chocolate, it's like. But if you become familiar, let's say with Jesus, and he wants you to know him as a friend, as a brother, but we will never figure out Jesus. There's always more to learn with Jesus. And the more that you hunger and thirst for Jesus, the more you desire for Jesus, and the less familiarity breeds into your spirit, and you hold Jesus rightly in his place. But he gets to his hometown where he's very familiar, and they're like, who is this dude? This is the son of Joseph. He's just a carpenter's son. He's just a carpenter. Like, what are we all talking about here? Can you just hear that in their voice? And it's crazy. And Jesus looks at him and says, and Jesus said to him, a prophet is not without honor, except in his own hometown. And among his relatives and in his own household, and he could do no mighty work there. For years, I've thought that passage would mean because of the lack of faith. How many of you... Oh, there was no faith there, so Jesus couldn't do the healings there. Jesus couldn't bring the kingdom there. If you're not familiar with the past, but that's how I heard it for so many years. There's no faith. That's not what the Bible says. It's not what the scripture says. I'm almost done, but it says that there was no honor. The lack of honor arrested the Almighty King. And it says this, and he could do no mighty work there except that he laid his hands on a few, the Bible says, a few sick people and healed them. What? Lord, heal the city. I want to do it through you. And then we just live a life of dishonoring Jesus. And he's like, well, I can't heal the city because I want you to learn how much it means to honor me. And when you honor me and you know who I am, I'll be able to do mighty works through you. Tim, can you come up? It wasn't a lack of faith that just a few could get healed. It was honor. It was familiarity. It was looking at Jesus and only seeing a carpenter's son. Can I tell you, be very careful when you walk into church what you think about what Jesus is doing in the room. I get so discouraged when someone's getting blessed by the Lord and people look at it and judge it because it doesn't look like how you get touched by the Lord. I've learned very quickly in this thing never to judge what God's doing in someone. If they're in tears, if they're on the floor, if they're face down, if they're moving about, because I don't know what the Lord's doing in them. Sure, there's order and there's things that we have to be aware of, but that's like, I'm like, we're judging. Oh, I didn't like the way that drummer just on the cymbals and it was so loud. And guess what that is? Dishonor. Is this helping you? I wonder how many times we've come into service and because of our posture of heart, you know, I don't carry what God wants to do in here by myself. Can I say it that way? That's making sense in my head. How we come in as a body, this is why this is a value, how we handle a heart of honoring the Lord really does play out what he wants to do in this place. It's like walking in to Sundays, like it's the first Sunday when you got saved. Oh, do you remember the first Sunday when you got saved? For some of you, I remember walking to the church like I'm here. I am so glad I'm here. And then the key starts and I'm like, gosh, this is such a bad song. But I'm like, I'm here. It's his presence. I know what it feels like to be in hell and I'm saved. Church, are you hearing me? When you go to visit places and churches, I tell guys that travel with me. I say, do not judge what's, don't. And help me not to. It may not be my preference, but just like Abraham, when he was called to honor God, he just killed his preferences. I don't want to sacrifice my son, but I'll climb up that mountain. There's a moment then in honoring Jesus where a centurion soldier comes, Roman soldier, and he comes and different accounts teach this. Matthew 8 talks about how the soldier came to Jesus appealing to him. And he said to him, Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. But the centurion replied, Lord, I am not worthy to have you under my roof, but only say the word and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to the other, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this. And he does this. This Roman soldier saying to him, Jesus, you don't have to come. When Jesus heard this, he marveled. There's two accounts in scriptures when Jesus marveled. When he was dishonored in his hometown, and this man right here. How many of you want to marvel Jesus? I want heaven to look down and be like, that's a good one. That's not a works thing. That's not a trying to get his approval. I'm approved. I'm clean. I'm cleansed. When we were singing, and he shall come in righteousness, like I'm clothed in righteousness. But I want him to look, when I wake up, it's like, that one's mine. I'm marveled at what he's doing. And to those who followed him, true, I tell you, no one in Israel has found such faith. If you break that passage down, that's honor. Because a Roman centurion soldier who's in charge of many, many men. Is this okay? I'm going to wrap up. And many, many men. Some would say, they count, forgive me if this, I was studying this again just to get a refresher. It's like he was over hundreds of men, right? So if he said, go, they'd be like, right? What this Roman soldier understood was his soldiers honored him and who he was. And when he met all authority, the authority, Jesus, he was like, I understand what it looks like to operate in authority, and so I'm gonna honor you because you are all authority. Authority and honor go hand in hand. You can't separate the two. It's hard to honor Jesus if you don't think he's in charge. You'll treat him common. You'll treat him as an add-on. You'll treat him as a supplement. You'll take him like you take your vitamins. It's like, I just need him sometimes. I need him when the bank account's low. I need him when the breakup happens. I need him when this thing's not working out. I need him when the job isn't working out. Like, Jesus is not a supplement. He is everything. He is all authority. And so when you meet Jesus like the centurion, he understood, that's the guy in charge. You are all authority. You don't even, and then there was a humility of heart to honor Jesus in that place and go, you don't even have to come. Just say the word. Just say the word. He honored Jesus and marveled. I wonder if Jesus did that. I'm going to get to heaven and be like, roll that tape. I wonder if he was just like, all of Israel had all the books, had all the teachings, had all the correct thinking, but they missed honoring the one who is in authority. Woo! We can't treat Jesus common as common. We got to honor him. And then what flows out of that is we learn how to honor those in authority to us. Oh, that's a curse word. Ain't nobody in charge of me. It's like, no, you probably do. Let me just talk to you for a second. You probably have a boss. Yeah, well, they're terrible. Once again, dishonor. You wonder why your job is so, I almost said a terrible, bad. For some of you, your job is so bad because you've dishonored for so long. Can I tell you? I said this to a brother months ago. I said, start honoring your boss. It doesn't mean bring him like food every day. Like, don't get weird. Unless he likes it, maybe it's like, but it's like, honor him. When he tells you to do something, don't walk away going, this brother, my God, man. Am I talking to anybody? I can't believe she asked me to do this. I don't know why my head's like. But hear me. Oh, what it would look like for your life in the blessing of the Lord if your boss or someone over you, your manager, whoever, break down hierarchy. There's just, it is what it is. There's a kingdom structure. It's like, honor him. Even if you have to wait going, oh, this is really hard, Lord, but please help me honor. I was telling a brother upstairs, I have pastors over me. I'm not just a rogue guy that's like, let's build a church, Rich, let's go and be rogue. And that's dumb. Too many ministries have been started out of competition, or I won't go down that route, but trying to prove something. I've never done this because it's like, I got a bone to pick. The Lord called and it was affirmed by many. And I said, immediately, we said, we're gonna have pastors over us. And I have 5 pastors over me. I know it sounds like a lot, but I need them. Some of you only have 1. I need 5. Because every time one of them calls, it's always something different that the Lord wants to teach me and instruct me. What can I tell you? Can I just be vulnerable for a sec? Thank you, Mark, me and you. I've had so many times in counsel with them where they've called and said something to me, and I fundamentally disagree. No. It's like, do this. And I walk away going, nah. Because I'm stubborn. I'm not doing that. I'm my own man. I hear the Holy Spirit for myself, and I know what he's saying and doing, and I'm not going to honor that authority. Like, and I function into a place of dishonor. Just recently, I had a call from an oversight this week. And I said, what should I do? Never ask that question unless you want counsel. I love when people come and ask me what to do, and I tell them, and they don't, like, they're like, how? I'm like, you asked. You asked. And he said, Jay, you can only do this. And I'm like, I want to do this plus, right, this. And he said, don't. And I fundamentally disagreed. But I put the phone down and I said, Lord, I will honor the authority you've put in my life, because all authority has been given by God. Your bosses, your managers, people in authorities of position, governments, mayors. And if you start to dishonor people in authority, I'm not saying all authority is godly. I'm saying all authority has been appointed by God. Israel asked for a king. They got a king. And then they didn't like it. And God's like, you asked for this. Hello, is this helping you? And if I would have looked at my counsel and said, like, I've watched that authority keep my life covered for years. I've watched honoring those in authority over my life and our marriage keep my marriage covered, keep our home covered, even when I didn't like it. But here's the reality, I'm dead. So what I prefer and what I like and don't like, it doesn't matter. If it's Bible, they're not telling me something apart from this. I have to honor. And I've watched as honor's kept my life. Now hear me, some of you have the Holy Spirit, yes and amen, and walk it out every day. He wants to teach you and talk to you and instruct you, but there's moments where you need counsel and authority. And that's a curse word today, authority. But as a house, I wanna be a house. I pray that this house, for however long God has us here, me, Rach, like I want this house to flourish in a place of deep honor to the Lord, to one another. It says, outdo one another in honor, in brotherly affection. What would it look like for us to be in the parking lot, walking in with people that you may not know their name, but you're just like loving on them and asking them how their week's going and caring for them instead of going, I just got to get to church because if someone takes my seat, oh gosh, I'm going to fight them. It's like, what happens when a church becomes a place where we're like, we're gonna trust the Lord. We're gonna lean into what the Lord says. We're gonna be covered. We're gonna heed the word of God when the word talks about how to handle your bosses and your marriages and how to love your kids and honor your kids even. Hello, parents? No, they should honor me. Stop it. It works in both directions, above and below. It's going like, I actually think there will be a massive amount of fruit that will come from it. I think the presence of the Lord will flow into this house, will flow into our kids, will flow into your homes, flow into your marriages, flow into our children, into our kids' zone. Are you hearing? Like, when honor is held so highly, it keeps you from fighting, keeps you from petty stuff. Y'all, some of you, just get off of the socials. Like, stop. Stop being dumb with your fingers on the socials. Can I say that? It's like, just honor. I'm going to pray in a moment. I don't need the team up. I'm just going to pray. Is this okay? I think it's powerful. I preach to myself today. Because hear me, I'm not immune to this. I'm not immune to things happening, life happening, because I'm a man of the cloth. It's like I hold that in the highest regards. But life still happens. And I just pray today that my heart would be tender to this. Sensitive. Can I say that? Like so sensitive that like I can't wake up tomorrow. And if I do have a moment of dishonor, that the Holy Spirit doesn't check me. I want the sensitivity of the Holy Spirit so real in my heart that when I see this functioning out of order, I want him to speak so clearly, and I want to be quick obedience to it. Sign of a mature believer is quick obedience. I want my mind and heart to be careful with what I give my conversations to and my mouth to and my time to. Some of you, the greatest detriment to your life right now is you're just caught in gossip. Gossip is wrapped with dishonor. That's all it is. You're just dishonoring someone. And it is literally one of, we talk about the big sins. Gossip is, there's no big sin, little sin. It's all sin. And gossip is like massive. And we're just like, well, I'm just processing. Oh, dear Lord. I'm stopping. No, I'm not. In the name of processing. In the name of processing, go process with the Lord. Go process with someone that's way older than you that will look at you and say, shh, no, stop it. Go process with a therapist. Don't process with friends about somebody else. Process with your pastors, someone that's going to look at you and really hold you up. Are you hearing me? Because what you're doing, you're breeding dishonor. And the Lord can't move where there is dishonor. I am convinced of it today more than ever before. And so would you stand? I hope that helps. This is a value. Even if you don't call this place home, I hope today you take this to where you go home. And I pray that you learn. You know what's amazing about technology today is you can just do a quick search. Honor in the scriptures. You'll be overwhelmed. I want you to self-study this stuff. I don't want you just to take what I say or what we say as it's Bible and 100%, but go teach and grow in the Lord in this. Go read Romans 12. That passage of scripture is the start of what it looks like to be a living sacrifice. Outdoing one another in honor. You wanna compete? You wanna climb? You wanna make it higher? The only thing to compete in is honoring people, serving people, giving your life to people. People that have done you wrong, go today and forgive them in your own heart. Even if you can't talk with them, forgive them. And then learn the art of honor. This is my fifth close, I'm done. This is so, it's burning in me, guys. I don't know what else to do. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I, I had a really significant moment happen years ago. And I was married, and Rach was there, and something happened, and it was a dishonoring moment to me. Super dishonoring. And it broke me. Oh, it broke me. We've all been there. It like broke me. And we had some of the pastors come, and this is a very vulnerable thing, so please. And the leaders come, and I remember sitting in this moment, basically on the floor. I'm so mad. It's my old, like, just old man stuff being brought up out of the years and years ago. Guys, I've publicly said I was not a saint. I was a broken, young, dumb man. I sat there and I was like, Lord, I started praying, be my defender. Take the head of my enemy. It's like, we sing songs like that. Am I talking to anybody? It's like, strike him down. Hit him with the lightning bolt. It's like, and the Holy Spirit said, stop. I stand before you in the field. I said, stop. He said, honor them. Every fiber in my being was like, no. And I looked and I said, we got to honor. We just started praying for him. Started blessing these individuals. Started lifting them up before the Lord, saying, Lord, this is an image bearer. This is an image bearer. And you can do what you need to do. You'll fight this battle for me, yes and amen. But Lord, I'm just going to posture myself in a place of honor. I'm going to carry this heart as long as I need to. I will not give in to the work of the enemy. Church, we don't have to give in. We can be guarded against dishonor. Amen? Just hold your hands up. Lord, you're really good to us. You're really good to us. Even when we're not good, you're good to us. Holy Spirit, I thank you for the deep instruction of your word. I thank you that your word is life and hope and truth, that your word corrects, your word changes, your word transforms us. And so I thank you that your word is teaching us the kingdom. And I thank you that your kingdom is about honor, honoring you above all. So Holy Spirit, I pray just a short prayer. Holy Spirit, you would help us to live a life that honors Jesus. Come on, if you want that, just say, Holy Spirit, help me to honor Jesus with my life. I pray our times with you would be supernaturally anointed and covered and blessed. I pray that people's journey with you would catch on fire right now. Holy Spirit, we want to honor you with our lives, with our hearts, with our minds, with our attitudes, with our words. And out of that, I believe, Lord, you're building and raising a culture of deep honor here that we will honor and outdo honoring one another. The oldest to the youngest, no matter what, God, I pray that we would be a community, a body, a family where we say, Lord, we're choosing honor. When the world is living in dishonor, when the cultural norm is to cut and to wound, Lord, I say in this house, let this be a house where we don't cut. Let this be a house where we don't wound. And if it happens, Lord, quickly, quickly forgive us. Quickly heal it. Quickly mend it. But help our hearts to be just so turned to living out honor one to another. We want to honor you, Lord, and we want to honor each other. So Holy Spirit, help us today. We love you, we give you praise, and we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen? Come on, can we give the Lord just a Thanksgiving clap of praise?